liked all across the state. So you tell me, what happens if in a week the governor shuts us down and it still doesn't cut down on the coronavirus? What happens then? What do we do then? Anyway, we'll talk more about that. We're going to get to your calls on the other side. And it's also our wall-to-wall free-for-all where you get a chance to dictate what it is we talk about. I want to hear from you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 5:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, there is a crash to look out for on Interstate 15. It's the off-ramp as you exit off to southbound U.S. 95. The left lane is blocked there. Expect some delays. Also, some heavy volumes on the 95 as you make your way up towards Summerlin, 95 West at Decatur. You're crawling through there. Also, bumper to bumper, 215 West at Green Valley, 215 Eastbound at St. Rose. You'll tap the brakes through there. Also, those lane restrictions that continue in North Las Vegas, Interstate 15 between Craig and Cheyenne. That's both directions, and road work on 15 North at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. More COVID issues for the Raiders. Starting defensive end Cleland Farrell and top slot cornerback LaMarcus Joyner have both been placed on the reserve COVID-19 list just 5 days before their game against the Kansas City Chiefs. And they have another defensive starter who had previously been put on the list in linebacker Corey Littleton. Right now, it's not clear if these players have tested positive for the coronavirus or deemed close contacts to someone who did test positive. That's notable because how soon they can come back is dependent upon if they actually tested positive or not. The Raiders 6-3. They beat Kansas City earlier this year in Kansas City. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
The holiday season is driving season, so Advance is helping make sure your vehicle is ready for every road trip with the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1 with a Mobil 1 oil filter for just $33.99. Plus, this holiday season, get a $25 NBA store gift card and 2x speed perks points instantly with the purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Javier's auto body is colliding with a shortage of licensed techs.
That 2017 is waiting on a clear coat. That 09 needs its left rear sanded, pounded, and painted. And the guy over there is waiting on an estimate.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions.
Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So the governor says he's going to very soon have more directives. So King Sisolak is ready to rule with an iron fist. He said he will be announcing new measures to stem the spread of COVID-19 in the state, and he said he was going to do it very soon. But he stopped short of telling us exactly when he's going to do this. Can we get a little bit of notice? Is that okay? Or is it midnight tomorrow night? I mean, is that really what we're talking about? I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, I know how you love hearing from me and everything I say you agree with, which is great.
well, not exactly.
Don't laugh. I've got one statement and then a quick question for you. My statement is you had a lady on earlier, I forget her name, saying that you're raising money for Trump's legal fund, DonaldTrump.com, send money
yes.
to it. Well, I hate to say it, but this is his final scam, which is unfortunately for people who follow him. It follows Trump deodorant, Trump steaks, Trump water, Trump University. This is his final one. It says nothing in that Donald Trump for the use for legal funds. It says nothing what it's going to be used for. If you read the small print on it, he can use it for anything, whether it's personal use or whatever he wants. So it's only going to hurt people who follow him, send him money. That's his final scam. And my final question for you is, I want to ask you a question. Do you think he's any bit racist?
No.
No? Okay.
And by the way, people close to him, people that have worked for him, Herschel Walker, as an example.
Yeah.
Herschel Walker says, "No way, this guy's a racist,"
yeah,
and he's known him for 25
like
years.
But let me explain something real quick to you. Real quick, this is medical fact. Anybody who's raised in a family of racists, like your father or whatever, is a Ku Klux Klan member. By the time you're early teens, you're indoctrinated in that, and 90% of all people raised in that become that. Think that way. Donald Trump's father was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. He was arrested at a Klan rally. He was a real racist, 100%. Now, 90-something percent of people raised in a family like that are indoctrinated in that.
Wasn't Al Gore's family involved in that as well? Al Gore's dad.
His family?
His dad.
I don't think he was. I think he associated with some people. But I don't think he was a member of the Klan or anything like that.
All I know is that, and I'm glad you called, and I thank you. I disagree with you, but I thank you for the call. It's not there. People, did you hear the Herschel Walker interview that I did? And he was like 1,000%. No, that's not who this man is. And he worked side by side with him, you know, in pro football. And he's known him for 20 some odd years. It's just sorry. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. And I think this would be a good time to acquit. Anyway, when we come back, I'm going to get back to your phone calls. And again, just because it's the wall-to-wall free-for-all, you can talk about whatever you want, as Carl did. In fact, tell you what, let's do. See if we can squeeze in a couple of calls before the break, and then we'll have more time after the break as well. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're up, and you're on. Go right ahead. You're on AM 670 KMZQ. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kevin. I wish that Clinical Carl called in after me, because, you know, I wanted him to debate me on this if he can, or you can debate me on this if you want to. But I have a new definition of stupidity here for Webster's Dictionary. It's a noun, stupidity. okay?
And?
Watching a president create one of the strongest economies in American history during a pandemic with a vaccine right around the corner, and then choosing to vote for the other guy. Would not you say that was pretty stupid?
I gotta admit, I asked everybody that would listen, and I said, are the American people going to be smart enough to do this? Now, 73 million people, that's a lot of people, voted for Donald J. Trump. The problem is 79 million voted for Joe Biden. And we're not talking about a popular vote thing here. But and by the way, we don't know the legitimacy of that 79 million.
No, we don't.
And you know, that's to be decided. But I asked everybody, and everybody I talked to said, yes, I have faith in the American people. And I have faith in the American people too. But it was incredibly disappointing. I really thought this would be a 52%, 53% a Trump deal. I really honestly did. And that would be a landslide.
Yeah, and I have another scary scenario here for you if you care to hear it.
Go ahead.
Let's say that Joe Biden becomes president, God forbid. And there he is in the White House, in the Oval Office, behind his desk, and there is a button on the right hand side of his desk. And so Joe Biden is sitting there, and he says to himself, well, what is that button for? Well, oh, I guess it's for room service. I think I'll order a shrimp cocktail. So he presses the button, and he launches 100 nuclear missiles all over the globe.
Oh my God. Well, you know, there's always that possibility of dementia. In fact, I'm trying to think of what the figure was. This was back in the summer, that 39% of Americans in a Rasmussen poll thought that Biden had dementia. Not the onset of dementia, dementia. Make sure you lock up everything that needs to be locked up. You know, your childproof kitchen. Maybe you need to do that for the possible future president. Hey, Scott, I got to run. Yeah. I got to hit a break here. Thanks, man. There you have it. What do you think? Call me right now, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And, you know, we're talking about the possibility of the governor in what he's saying is very soon. Does that mean we should run up the credit cards like now? Is that the deal? Run up the credit cards so we can... Okay, just checking. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
To your phone calls we go. In fact, tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Frank. Hey, Frank, you're up. You're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. You know, they still refuse to talk about the fact that Denmark, Switzerland, Sweden, they're scientists. Evidently, it's only Obama and Biden scientists. They have the only scientists in the world, as far as we Americans know, I guess, or we're that stupid. They don't have to wear masks. It's optional. The other big thing that we're not hearing, those countries, Japan, China. Oh, don't forget North Korea's Fuhrer. He stated that they have not contracted one virus. Kevin,
wait. He can say what he wants. That doesn't tell the story. I'm sorry, but Kim Jong Un, whatever it is he says, I'm like, whoops, I may have just lost Frank. Frank was fired up. It happens from time to time. Somebody else was fired up. And this is Lindsey Graham. This is cut one, by the way. He was on with Sean Hannity last night. I don't know if you caught this, but saying that Georgia is a microcosm of the rest of the nation. If you look at some of the problems Georgia's had with this election and places like Nevada and Wisconsin and Michigan, that Georgia is kind of a microcosm of the rest of the nation. This is cut one. Lindsey Graham on with Hannity last night.
I called the Secretary of State to have him explain to me how you verify a signature on a mail-in ballot, not to throw out legal votes, but to make sure we have a system in Georgia that can verify that you are who you say you are when you vote. If you show up in person, you need an ID. You don't need an ID when you vote by mail. You go through the portal, you need an ID, but when you apply for a mail-in ballot through the mail, they have to verify your signature. A single person does that in every county election office. It should be bipartisan. Here's what I'm begging the Trump administration to do, campaign to do. Challenge, get some judge to go look at the envelopes with signatures and match them against the database with somebody that knows what the hell they're doing in front of Republicans and Democrats so we can verify that mail-in voting in Georgia is not fraudulent. When you have a single person verifying a signature, it's not bipartisan. I think that's not the way to do it. That's what I was talking about. Stacey Abrams is calling for every liberal in the country to move to Georgia. She's bragging about having 600,000 people ready to vote by mail. What I'm begging Georgia to do is make sure that if somebody votes by mail, you have a bipartisan process to verify the signature. We don't just leave it up to one person in the election office.
All right. Now, you talk to the Secretary of State. The governor can call the legislature back. They haven't done that yet. What is the reason why? Why would you have two separate systems on signatures, and why is that okay? I mean, you know, look, the more I get into, and how do you find 2,600 votes yesterday and another 2,700 votes today? Yeah. Okay, Lindsay, you know, your state got it right for on election night. Florida did, Ohio did, all these other states do. Just Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada. Yeah. Interesting, the states that we're worried about.
Well, Sean, all I can say is on election night, votes came out of nowhere for Biden. Thousands showed up late in the night on election night for Biden. Weeks later, we're finding votes for Trump. All I can say is I've said on your show that voting by mail will be the end of the Republican Party if we don't have a system to verify signatures. All I'm asking for is that Georgia have a bipartisan group to verify a signature on a mail ballot, not leave it up to a single individual. Here's what I predict. If you had an audit of all these signatures on envelopes in Georgia and you had people who know what they were doing, I bet you the rejection rate would be more than 0.3%. So if we don't get a better system when it comes to voting by mail, that's the end of the Republican Party. And let it start in Georgia, folks. Stacey Abrams is trying to take over the election system in Georgia. Fight back.
This is gonna get interesting. And I'm glad that people like Lindsey Graham, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, is fully engaged in this, because we need some sanity in this country. And Lindsey Graham's a smart dude. He really honestly is. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you a preview, a sneak preview of what to expect tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a big day on the program. It really honestly is. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
It's real news, no spin. And what better place than on the Heidi Harris Show? The O'Reilly Update can now be heard at 8:45 each weekday morning. What the mainstream media simply won't tell you, Bill and I will. It's the O'Reilly Update, weekday mornings at 8:45 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know what? You know what's interesting? You know, we were talking about Lindsey Graham, smart dude. Here is a guy, and by the way, we're going to go to cut three here. We're going to give the last word to Lindsey Graham. After $80 million was spent to defeat him in South Carolina, they were unsuccessful. By the way, more than $100 million. Democrats say they're going to spend in Georgia. Over $100 million. Lindsey Graham talked about that last night on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
Okay, right. People of South Carolina weren't influenced. Now all the money from Hollywood, now telling people to move there, which would be voter fraud. Side note. And all this money is going to be pouring into Georgia. Now, both those races matter, Perdue and Loeffler. I am concerned that people, you know, are looking at this shift show and a governor and a secretary of state that have no urgency about it. They didn't get it right this time. I think the secretary of state owes everybody in the country an answer why we got 2,700 new ballots today, 2,600 yesterday. Why there's two standard. Why don't they check the signatures? Why wouldn't they do that to ensure integrity and confidence in an election?
All I can say is that as Georgia goes, the nation goes. Democrats are calling for people to move into Georgia for the express purpose of winning these two Senate seats. I had money sent into South Carolina, but nobody asked people from California to move into South Carolina. Stacey Abrams is calling for people to move to Georgia to tip the balance of power in the U.S. Senate.
If I were in the legislative arena
in Georgia, I would push back because we're going to change the Supreme Court from conservative to liberal. We're going to do away with Electoral College so New York and California pick judges forever.
If they're there 30 days before the election, they can vote, and then the vote's over, they can move out. That's what they're telling people to do?
Literally. So please, for God's sake, look at changing Georgia law to neutralize what Stacey Abrams is trying to do. She's going to send in thousands, hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots. All I'm asking is have a bipartisan group of people verify the signature, not a single person. And when it comes to moving to Georgia, have a law that makes sure you just can't move in for the purpose of taking over the Senate and move out. You got a chance to change the law, change it.
It's a little scary. What's going on? By the way, I promised I'd tell you what's happening tomorrow. Big show tomorrow. Jim Marchant, GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. Also Heidi Harris, who, by the way, I am so happy for Heidi Harris. For, 20 years, you heard her from 6 until 9 in this market on various stations. But I'm so excited that she's made the move from 9 till noon. That is so genuinely cool. And I talked to her the other day, and she was so excited about it. I mean, she was just like a kid in a candy store. And that was really very, very, very cool. We're going to be talking more about the election. And how it, and you know what we're going to get into tomorrow? We're going to get into how it got so screwed up. And it's not just the mail ballots. The mail-in ballot is one thing, but it's more than just that. How did this thing get so screwed up? We got lawsuits flying this way and that way. Democrats suing Republicans. Republicans suing Democrats. It would be funny if it wasn't so damn sad. We'll do it all again tomorrow, 3 till 6, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
find a real estate agent. Your aunt, your neighbor, your Uber driver, everybody knows somebody who thinks they can sell your house for you. But how do you know who's the best agent to fit your needs? I'm Heidi Harris. I'm here to tell you about Set Schedule. The